Fred again.
Predator.
Girl, you're a groupie, no need to lie.
I get so high.
Get so high till you feel to flat.
I get so high.
She's so shy until the night.
Welcome back, man. Another weekend in the books, man. But it's a different kind of weekend. College football done kicked off, man. Jalen Hurts can kick the dough down, man.
Jalen Hurts a bad boy.
He can kick the dough down, boss.
I think he might be ready for that Heisman. I ain't in 4 years in a row, ain't it?
Three in a row? Two Heisman's, two first overall picks. They gonna down and down on that one. But
it don't matter what he do, they ain't gonna never make him a top pick, though.
No, not at all. But listen, man, how could he not be a first round guy?
How
could he not? If he has a decent season,
the blueprint has been laid. You gotta respect him as a top pick.
And you know what you gotta respect even more? That daggum head coach in Oklahoma.
Well, yeah, he's solid too.
Is he benefiting from just a great program set up and a good little run the last few years? No.
He's solid.
Man, you done took three completely different quarterbacks, man. Now, Jalen Hurts, man, next game may be a dud. You don't know what's gonna happen, but man.
Nah, that dude can play. He's been playing. He's been doing it for a long time, man.
Long time. It's just Alabama. They lost to Clemson his first year. Then he came back and bailed them out that next year. Then Tua came in and stole the job in the last game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy went back last year. And I honestly think that they should have done the same thing, a role reversal. I think they should have played Jalen in that championship game because
right.
Tua wasn't right. And leading up to that, he wasn't playing right. And we kind of talked about that. And that's is what it is. We'll never know at this point in time now.
Mm-hmm.
But hats off to that kid, man. 6 touchdowns, accounted for 3 in the air, 3 on the ground, ran for over 100, threw for over 200. Balled out a little bit, didn't he?
Definitely right.
Man, he balled out, man. Golly, balled out. SEC, man. The mighty SEC. Got scarred
War
up.
War Eagles.
Got scarred up a little bit.
But
man.
The War Eagles fought.
Yeah, they fought.
I think they're going to be in that Final Four.
You like that QB, Bo Nix?
I like him.
You like him? Think he's going to shake something?
I like him. I like that whole team.
Defense solid.
That's what I like. But that's the old Auburn.
Man, defense solid.
Solid quarterback with a great defense.
Yeah. Man. Dang. I was just watching a match where I came up for it. Osaka lost. Tennis player, the girl.
That beat the
young black chick. She Osaka just lost, man. 5-7, 4-6 in the 16th. Round of 16. She had made it to the Sweet 16 of the U.S. Open, but she is gone fishing at the point in time. Man. Dwight Howard to your Lakers, man. What you like about the NBA?
He's a body.
Down from the nursing home, huh?
Yeah, he's a body. That's all we need.
Just
a body.
Stand up and breathe a little bit.
Play a little defense and rebound.
Rebound. Don't do nothing else.
Don't try to act like you reinvent yourself with this team.
Don't take no wild shots.
Just do what you do best is defense and rebound.
Yeah.
That's it. Run the flow.
Man, and grab people in the nuts.
And not shoot free throw.
Show can't shoot no free throw, man. Man, do you remember the blockbuster? I was listening to the radio this weekend or whatnot, but it got me thinking about, you remember at one point in time, he was the top dog, man.
Right.
Dwight Howard was
the biggest
back.
Thing on the mark.
He was the top dog.
When he was going to L.A.
And the Lakers went and got him, man. But if you think about that trade, was that not a crazy turn of events for Dwight Howard and the rest of the league? Listen, do you remember what happened?
I'm going to tell you what I think.
He went to the Lakers. And did nothing right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm finna tell you what I think about basketball players.
I got you, but hold on. Let's talk about that trade. He went to the Lakers, did nothing. Right. Orlando Magic, why did you trade him? Because you've been in the dumps ever since.
But the thing is.
And what's even worse, the Philadelphia 76ers. You got Elton Brand out there. They got Elton Brand. What's his name? Golly, I cannot think of that dude's name, man. From the Lakers, the big boy. They had a promising career, but he got hurt. Had the crazy. Blues singer haircut, Andrew Bynum. Bynum went to the 76ers and never suited up, yeah, in that trade.
Okay.
Yeah. So that killed three teams.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that trade, though.
That killed three teams.
But I just know that when he went to L.A., he couldn't hold up to Kobe Bryant.
Couldn't do it.
He couldn't hold up
to Kobe. He didn't pan out. Andrew Bynum never even put the suit on for the 76ers in the Orlando Magic with them little Scabies picks they got, never did nothing. That killed three teams. That one trade.
Yeah.
Blockbuster. Man. So about NBA players, what you gonna say? What you think about them now?
Oh, though, I just think, like, in today's NBA, if you can't shoot free throws and do the small stuff, you're ineffective. Like, if you a guy that scores 30 points a game, but you can't shoot free throws, that's going to cost you in the end.
Going to cost you in the end.
And I said that it hadn't cost LeBron yet.
But it's teetering.
It's getting to a point where...
Because he's going to have to get... The free throws really going to count for him now as he declines. He's not going to be able to drive and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's no reason why.
He's still great, but he's not going to be able to do what he did 5 years ago. And he can't carry a team in the fourth quarter by himself like he did against Boston. You know, like he did, you know, 30 points. Oh, Detroit. He destroyed Detroit. Remember how he did Detroit?
Right, yeah.
He's not going to be able to do that later in his life, later in his career. But you got to hit those free throws when they put you on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And LeBron been missing free throws. Yeah, I don't like to see that. I'm tired of the Braves, man. I'm tired of them winning. I'm tired of them. It just works, man. They running these no-name
and
guys
out
here.
They ain't got the best lineup.
They running these
no-name. They ain't got the best team, but we're winning.
Running these no-name guys out here, that's just working, man. It really is.
Youth, though. Folks forget about that in baseball. The youth. The talent. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's for a whole season. When you're down, you need that youth. Like,
youth to be strong. Don't know no better. Just keep going.
Right, because you got Ozzy Albies and Ronald Acuna. Man, when you see them in the dugout.
They playing, they jumping around. They...
It's like two lion cubs over there just
waiting on their first kill.
Yeah, just they eager to play, eager to win. It just, man, it's a lot.
Man, I watched them for a whole series against the Reds. And Albies messed with the umpire or somebody in the stands or one of the security people every time coming off the field and going on the field.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what was going on in the game, he was cracking a joke playing around.
That means you don't show no emotion.
I didn't care what was going on in the game.
He could have been just struck out.
Yes, and that happened a couple times, you know, but he playing, he laughing, he joking, he got a joke. Like, he
like they don't even know what's at stake.
He pulling out candy for the umpire. He tripping, he having a blast the entire time. And so that's a kid that somebody they were looking at, you know, like, which the Braves locked him up.
Cheap.
With that cheap
deal. Dirt cheap.
But you look at where he come from.
$35 million? It's like, if I can lock in $35 million.
Guaranteed. At a young age.
For how many years? Five or seven?
Like, I think
it's one of them. Five or seven. Uh-huh. If I can lock that $35 million in and then wait till the end of that and go and get me a big contract. Guess what? I'm signing it all day long.
And at the end of the day, he...
You're not guaranteed nothing. No matter how good a player you are, you wait, you're not guaranteed nothing.
So, it's 7 years. You're going to pay him $5 million a year for 7 years. But people are like, oh, he's a star second baseman. He's a star.
Yeah, get it on the back end.
Check this out, though. The back end is one thing, but that's... I don't have to worry about nothing.
He don't have to worry about nothing.
I'm getting every penny that
$35 instead of walking on eggshells for the next 3-4 years or however when his contract
ends. Whatever his career does, he guaranteed himself $35 million.
He could be your next B.J. Upton if you not. I mean, like, be playing good and then just lose it.
Just fall off.
Like B.J. Upton.
He changed the environment and just wasn't the same player.
Yeah, just wasn't the same player.
Went to them Braves.
That can happen. This baseball.
And that was a big trade. That was a big signing, man.
Big. It's the baseball is mental, man.
B.J. Upton went there and then played with his brother to a point to where then his brother surpassed him with the star status on the same. It was crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Like, B.J. Upton was definitely the most hyped out of them coming up.
Yep.
And his brother just solid. His brother was always solid. Yep. He wasn't flashy, but he was solid. And B.J. Upton was more of the
flash.
He was the flash,
He was the name.
Can't miss. Prospect.
On the commercials, all that.
And then it just
changed.
It changed.
Environment changed, man.
Got his money, $75 million. Braves really don't sign free agents like that, no way. They was like, and but it, what it got her, it was fool's gold. Because every time he played us, he got off. Every time he played us, he had good stats, good numbers.
And y'all have a history of doing that.
And we just saw so much greatness in him. And he just, he couldn't even hit 200, man.
Mike Hampton, most notably your second baseman, Dan Ugler.
But yeah,
Dan Ugler killed y'all every time y'all played.
Yeah, and we went signing.
Went signing.
But Mike Hampton pitched
good. I think y'all still paying.
But Mike Hampton pitched good for us. That one.
Mike Hampton was an athlete, man.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't 100
Cy Young pitcher. Yeah, he wasn't.
He wasn't the biggest contract in sports, in baseball.
Yeah.
And that's what he got paid, though.
But what we got to get to the clowny, man.
Man. NFL, man. Listen, let's. I'm going to start this thing off and I'm going to do something that we're going to go off script and I'm going to read something that a lot of people will probably be happy to hear. Maybe, I don't know, might be boring to them, might be happy to them. So, NFL, cut down week. Had to get down to the 53, right?
Yes, sir.
That 53, that number, that's a fine line. That's a line that gets jumped on.
I mean, even if they don't want to cut you,
they have to get down to 53.
They got to get down.
They may sign you back shortly, but they got to get down to 53 by that deadline. So let me tell you what happens, man. When they cut these players down, there's 90 players in camp. And now teams used to progressively kind of cut a few every week and do it. Now they just keep all 90. They've extended it to where they don't have that 72 number. They don't have the cut down number in the middle of camp.
Right, one time.
Yeah, so one time they had to get them down to 90. It's a big cut day. Bigger than it's ever been, really, you know, for the last couple of years. But let me tell you. 10 of those guys, used to be 8, now it's 10 guys, and I think it's also a foreign player exception, so you can make it up to 11. 10 guys can make up the practice squad. And the reason I'm talking about practice squad, because a local kid that played locally here, Duke Williams, DeQuell Williams, the wide receiver, which I don't know why, again, he went back to Auburn for that senior year because he would have been a top 15 pick that junior year.
Yeah, but
it just, he went back to Auburn, and it just didn't work out.
They control it. The agent is there to do, agent is just a puppet. He's there to do what you ask of him.
Right.
And give you his advice.
Advice.
On what he think you should do. But the bottom line is you make the choice.
Yeah. And I don't, he should, in my opinion, shouldn't have went back to Auburn.
Right. Maybe.
No.
But it goes either way.
Yeah. A lot of off the field issues. Nothing major. Just a kid finding his way from the environment he come from, which is why he didn't go to LSU, yada, yada, yada. But that's neither here nor there. Proud of the kid. The kid went to Canada.
Yeah.
Led the league in receiving. Want to say touchdowns also. He was a top receiver in the Canadian Football League for 2 years. So he got a deal with Buffalo. Buffalo signed to a futures contract, which doesn't mean a whole bunch in the NFL because it's the NFL. You still can get cut and still get out of there. Mm-hmm. So he went through camp with the Bills, performed well, big time catch radius. We all knew this from Perk. In Auburn, the guy can just fly out, catch the ball. He got two magnets on the end of his hand. Did well. A lot of receptions. I think he had 17 receptions on 26 targets. Caught two touchdowns. Led the team in receiving touchdown. Still got cut by the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
But they immediately made him the first signing of the practice squad. So he's 26 years old
on the practice squad.
On the practice squad.
That's not rare though.
It's very rare. Because think about it, he doesn't have any NFL experience. He's, you know, he went to camp with the Rams. Jeff Fisher cut him.
We could actually use a guy like him.
He always want to get somebody in Pittsburgh.
We could. We need some hands.
But yeah, this guy, I'm telling you, man, is going to, given the opportunity, if he can steady the course and keep himself, if he can compartmentalize, stay out of that, he's going to get a shot because the Bills are trash. He's going to get a shot, and I'm telling you, he can end up making a little money in this league, man. But let me break this down. This is what I want to talk about. The salary, 2019, for a practice squad player. You know what the salary is for him?
Nah, it used to be about 100 grand.
So, the minimum weekly salary, the minimum. Teams can pay above, they can pay them whatever. There's no cap on it. It counts against their cap, but they can pay a practice squad player whatever. Because some teams pay players more to stay with them as opposed to signing with somebody else.
Right.
I mean, one of the most famous practice squad things that ever played out on TV was that Danny Amendola situation.
Okay.
Eagles wanted him bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, well, no, I can get a better opportunity with the Cowboys. And he signed for less money with the Cowboys. And it worked out for him because
he
stuck.
Play,
he stuck. He played. He had a coach that believed in him. And he ended up, you know, turning into a good career. Now Super Bowl champion. Yeah. The minimum weekly salary for a practice squad player this year is $8,000 a week, which adds up to $136,000 for the year.
Not bad.
Not bad money for guys just kicking old, kicking old pigskin around, ain't it?
Yeah, good money.
That's just how it goes. But here's the thing. It gets a little bit more interesting than that. It says other teams can sign a practice squad player if they're going to put them on a 53-man roster. They got to put them on the 53.
Got to be part of the roster.
If you're taking them. So the player must receive a guaranteed 3-week salary. So you can sign a guy. Happened to Sammy Brown here.
Okay.
Because he got cut by the St. Louis Rams and signed by the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins waived him after 1 week. But they had to pay him
for three. Okay.
Yeah. That's how it goes, man. And that's to make teams keep him from, like, you know, poaching players. Mm-hmm. And so if you, a lot of what they would do in the past is, you get a guy off the practice squad that was on another team that you finna play.
Take him and put him on your practice squad.
Yeah, take him, put him on your practice squad, put him on your team just to get the information for the team. And then right. You cut him once you're done with him after
so
the week.
So you guarantee you got to pay him.
Yeah.
So you're paying for the information now.
Paying for it now. You're still getting it, but you're paying for it. Yeah. But it has to be, it can't be within 6 days of playing them. Mm-hmm. So it has to be longer than a week.
Right.
And if you're on a bye week, it has to be 10 days.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of, you're still paying for the information.
And for the information they want, they'll pay for it.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So, to be on the practice squad, a player must have, the way they do it is you have to have 2 years of experience, 2 years or less. And a year is considered 6 games on the active roster during the year. So, each team can have 10 players on practice squad. Practice squad players practice with the team. They do not play in games. Practice squad players are paid per week and can be released at any point during the season. Practice squad players are free to sign with other NFL teams, but they have to be signed to the 53-man active roster after the team acquires them. A practice squad player cannot be signed to another practice squad unless he is first released by that team. So, they can't go practice squad to practice squad. Got to go 53-man roster. He cannot sign with his team's upcoming opponent unless he does so 6 days before the upcoming game or 10 days if his team is currently on a bye week. A practice squad player is signed to the active roster. He will receive a minimum 3 weekly paychecks. So you multiply that.
24.
Yes. So 24 grand. The 8 goes to 24 grand. No.
But that's if they make that amount. That's the average salary, right?
That's the lowest. That's not the average. The lowest he can be paid is 8 grand. You see what I'm saying? So some guys are making more than that.
Okay.
The low, I remember one, some guy, they were paying $75,000 a week. Okay. Some, I think the Cowboys did that or something a couple years ago. But anyway.
Just to keep him there.
Yeah. So he don't sign anybody else. The lowest he can make is 8 grand. So, but when he goes to the active roster, you're based on the rookie salary, which is 4 times that. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at 32 grand a week for 3 weeks. Just by signing all these guys, these waiver guys, are guaranteed that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That salary, 3 weeks. So if you're a practice squad guy, you're going to make $126,000 for the year. If you get signed to the active roster, you just made 90 grand.
Automatic.
Boom.
Right. Okay.
At the minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, I see.
Yeah. So that's a... People often wonder about, you know, how that plays out and what goes on with it. So I wanted to touch on that because we talked about it in a previous podcast. And we were talking about pension plans. And while we're on it, I'm just going to go ahead and put this one out there. Major League Baseball has the best pension plan. It is a sports.
Oh, yeah. Period. Five years of service.
Let me break it down for you. A big league player needs just 43 days of service. 43 days of service to qualify for pension benefits.
Okay.
43 days of service can guarantee, all you have to do is play 43 days. Wow. Be at that 43 days on the roster, on the 40. Can guarantee you $34,000 a year in retirement.
Okay.
43 days gets you that. Guarantee no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what. 1 day, not two, not three, not 43, 1 day on the active roster qualifies a player for full comprehensive medical benefits for life.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Football players are begging just to get in there.
Right.
They don't get it. 1 day in the big leagues. Now, 1 day won't qualify you for the pension. You got to have 43 to qualify for the pension, right? which is still so low, but one day gets you full comprehensive medical benefits. Can't beat that, B.A.
No.
They become fully vested into the retirement plan if you play 10 years.
But so that means when they fully invested, what that means?
You getting the max.
What is the max?
So, and here's the thing. It's steadily going up.
So they take out your... what kind of pension is it like? Do they have something coming out their paycheck?
Yeah, they're paying it to them. Everybody is. Every player
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah. Every player is. It's a thing that LaTroy Hawkins had a thing. I need to go back and read it. He was talking about how Kirby Puckett explained to him to put more into that retirement plan when you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
He says you'll thank yourself later in life. And he was like, he listened to that advice. He said that's one of the best pieces of advice he ever received.
Well, he played 20 years.
21.
Yes, yes, sir.
21.
So he living good.
Yeah, he good. So it says it's not uncommon for a retired baseball player with over 10 years of service to take home well over six figures each year after the age of 62.
Okay.
So.
It's it.
Yeah. Can't look at that.
Football, they want you walking with a walking cane, can't remember nothing, and you still might be able to squeeze out a free doctor visit. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yep. They want you with CTE and all that type of stuff. That's crazy. And it's the worst sport. They should have the best plan, you know?
Should have the best one, shouldn't they?
Baseball ain't even a contact sport. Maybe that's why, man, that's that owner stuff, man.
So I even read the one on football how it broke down on that, and it's just like it's not good.
Right, I know it ain't.
It's not good. And the PGA Tour, it ain't good either.
Golf, yeah, but who? Man, they don't even need nothing.
Making a ton of money.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's so crazy that it's like if you don't play, if you're not a good golfer, you're not getting nothing in your pension plan.
Right.
Because it's based on your cuts made.
Right.
I think the plan contributes $3,400. $3,500. These guys play every week, right? So there's a couple cuts in the cut of a course. Your cuts made, they contribute another $3,500 to the plan. So if you make cuts and win or stuff like that, like say a Phil Mickelson on Tiger Woods, bro, they're going to qualify for millions. Not nothing, not no couple hundred thousand dollars. They're going to qualify for millions in their retirement.
Right.
Because they're good and they make cuts and they've done all this stuff. They're at the top. So the top guys qualify for millions. The guys that don't do nothing that you don't know about,
right,
qualify for nothing. But they just had a tournament last week where, you know, Rory won $15 million to win the tournament.
Right, yeah.
And the guys that finished 50th got $75,000. Like,
yeah, that's peanuts.
A ton of them. But, I mean, $75,000 for finishing 50th?
Yeah, but it's...
Do that every week.
Oh, nah, but they ain't going to finish 50th every week. Them all ain't going to even make the cut, though. Most of them ain't gonna make the cut.
Somebody making the cut every week though.
Yeah, I mean somebody gonna get and get that money, but it's hard to make the cut in that stuff. Tiger Woods can't even make the cut. Last couple of years. So that lets you know it's hard.
Yep.
So, it's basically a lottery, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're fighting like say you know you're not gonna win it, but you're out there fighting like heck just to make the cut.
Just make the cut because you're gonna finish in the money.
You're going to finish in the money. It's just like playing poker or something.
If you make the cut, you get paid no matter what. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like poker, you want to be at the final table.
You want to make final table. Then once you get final table, no, you want to make the money. Yeah. You want to get into the money.
Which is the final table.
No, ain't always the final table. The money is just when you leave, you get a pay.
You get a payout, yeah.
Then that final table is like guaranteed the big money.
Yeah.
When you make that final table. Yeah, that's pretty much what they're doing there. Man, yeah, that's basically what's going on.
Man, so, man, we installed it long enough, man. The Houston Texans, man. Big clown. Out of there.
Man.
One of the funniest, craziest, uncovered. It just didn't even really add up as far as what was going on with Clowney, you know?
How can you say Jadeveon Clowney, we don't need your services no more? How can you look at him actually on the field and just come up with a conclusion that I don't really want you playing for us no more? Like, I'm going to trade you away. I just don't see it. Like, if you want to model a pass rushing defensive end.
That's the knock, though. Jadeveon Clowney is not a great pass rusher. But here's the thing. He gets penalized for
run, though.
He a run stuffer.
But he can play it.
And he great at.
But that's what I'm saying.
And it's like he penalized for being great at doing what you want every lineman to be able to do.
I ain't gonna lie. I just think that at end, playing a run is way more important than pass rushing.
At all times.
Because if you...
Anybody can run and get a sack.
Anybody can run and get a sack.
Because when it's a sack, it's usually what? Somebody got beat off the ball.
Yeah.
Somebody, the coverage was messed up. Somebody came free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't no... Them days of Warren Sapp just taking over in the middle and just throwing somebody away.
You're not finding
you're seeing that no more, man.
Aaron Donald is the guy now.
Yeah, he's the guy.
But does he play in or interior line? Which one does he play? You don't know.
Exotic looks.
Yeah, I mean, he can play everywhere. It's like exotic what looks. Makes you good is versatility. And I have seen Jadeveon Clowney line up over the center.
He's dangerous.
So, if you lined up over center, you're not pass rushing.
And on top of that, here's the thing.
You doing it all.
I don't care what the weather is. I don't care who you're facing. I don't care what the down and distance is. Don't run his way.
Right.
Ever. Ever.
He's like a freak, man.
Don't run his way ever. Ever. They say, oh, he don't get to the pass. Man, come on, man. Man had 9 sacks.
That's our accident.
Yeah.
But he neutralizing the run, though.
He making you not even think
that's
about
what
that.
I like.
You can't run that way.
Like, you got a guy like we had back in the day. You got a
guy. Hold on. Let's go fuck. J.J. Watt is on the opposite side of him, and they still won't run at him.
Right.
You got J.J. Watt is $100 million dude, and you would rather run at him than Jadeveon Clowney.
You got guys that makes the big money just rushing the pass.
That's it.
But they can't play the
can't
run.
Can't play the run.
Like a Kevin Green. You remember? Why? Remember back in the day?
Kevin Green could get double team and get...
Still get to the quarterback.
Man, yeah.
But he couldn't stop the run.
Because he wasn't looking for it. He ready to jump around the block, getting
yeah,
that
crease. Yeah, all that.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can find somebody to do it all. And then the price that Seattle paid to get him.
Yeah.
Man, that was like a... That was a charity case. Yeah. What they gave up.
Yep.
You can,
third round of I actually got the break. I got the break.
Ezekiel Ansah, wasn't it?
No, Ansah is out there. He out there with him. They could have one of the top pass rushers in the league.
No, they traded him.
Ansah is out there with him.
Where?
In Seattle.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, what was the trade?
Okay, let me break it out for you, man. I'm going to find it here in just a second. I'm going to find it here in just a second here, boss. We got it somewhere.
Because that don't make sense. I understand that you give up a third round pick for Antonio Brown. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
But what is the knock on this guy? Because he's not 30. He's in his prime. He's a prime time defender. I mean, I don't understand, man.
All because I didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, but I understand you don't want to pay him, but who you going to get the money to?
You're going to get a former first-round pick out of LSU, Bakavius Mingo.
Okay.
You're going to get Jacob Martin.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking about, Bakavius Mingo.
And a third-round pick.
What that is, man.
Clowney is out there with Ansel.
Yeah, they got a screen rush off that edge. But Clowney, guess what? Clowney can stop the run. So
Ansah ain't bad against the run either.
But he offsets his ego. He's more of a pass rusher.
Oh, he's a pass rusher. Yeah, what? How many had?
He can get
12,
to the
13 a year.
He
by
can
year
get
ago?
To the quarterback.
Yeah,
that's proven.
Yep.
And Seattle, that's all they want.
Get to the quarterback.
They want
they
you
to pressure
get to the
everything.
Quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, that's their scheme. So
yeah, he out there with them. Yeah.
They won, man. That was like that, like. You know Russell Wilson is what he is.
Yeah.
Like, he going to get you there.
Yeah.
That's like maybe the right passage to the Super Bowl.
If you can get Russell Wilson an extra 2 or 3 possessions
if
in short field.
If you get him a receiver, though.
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin ain't there. So, he need a guy.
They need a receiver.
They need that receiver. If old boy can come into the league and make.
DK.
Yeah, if he can do something. Then I see Seattle as a top-tier team with climbing.
It's a big-time move, man. But on the flip side of that, it's like I didn't understand how Miami, what the deal was with that. But I think Clowney had the control with that because he didn't have to sign his team, his franchise tag. And I don't think he was going to sign it for Miami.
Right.
But then the Texans still got their guy. He still got Thompson.
Right.
He still went guy.
Yeah, but okay. You do need your lineman, but
you they had to have him.
You need a lineman, but still.
You need some linemen, basically.
Yeah, you don't need one. One lineman is not going to take you to no promised land.
They need them, though.
Because
he's going to come up for a contract.
But what extent do you need a lineman for? You giving up a defender like that to get one?
Well, they tried. They weren't able to do that. So they. What? Here's my thing. What is it that they're preparing for? Because you got to protect your quarterback.
You need both of them.
And you didn't want to pay Clowney.
Okay, you got pass rush. You got a lineman now. But what about your defense?
What about your edge?
Right.
Who's going to set the edge?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got like Whitney Merciless. You got McKinney. You still got all them guys. But they don't compare to Clowney.
But I like the package they did, man. They got him and a receiver. They got him and Kenny Stills.
Right.
So I like the package. The Houston Texans, they came out all right, man. And I think they lost the Clowney trade for sure.
Right.
But they, what they did.
I don't think they come out all right. You get rid of Clowney, you're not coming out all right. Period.
Yeah, that's a big
guy. That's a premier guy, dog.
That's a big guy. That's not no name. That's a guy.
That's not a.
Ain't no throw-in.
That's like the. That'll be just like Seattle losing Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, big time.
That's big time move.
Big time.
Like, okay, Seattle, you lost Earl. You lost Richard Sherman. We all know.
They only are.
But they ain't lose Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, man.
That's the heart and soul.
Yep.
You got, it's like, man, that's crazy. I don't understand the logic. Like, I don't understand the value of the players in real life. Like, I understood Antonio Brown. We gave up. We got a third for him because he's 30. But Antonio Brown is still top tier. Why? I mean, why you can't get a third or second?
Something more for him?
Yeah. And just like Clowney went for with a third involved.
But do you think they just dumbed him down on that based on age and money? Age and money played a lot into AB. But I think they also dumbed him down based on, oh, man, this dude's a diva, this dude's a headache, this all this, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
nobody want to take him on and all this stuff. And John Gruden's like, I can deal with
it. No, but that's anybody can deal with it. With the production.
Yeah.
We just couldn't deal with it. We had enough. Been doing that for years.
For a long time. Y'all were really scarred up.
We've been hiding it, man. We was hiding stuff that he did. So that don't make sense to just, I don't understand, like right now, I'll say this right here. Say the Cowboys is tired of Zeke.
Right.
And then they want, to get Zeke, all you would have to give up maybe is a second. Maybe a first. And then you got to sign him. But Zeke is worth way more than that, though.
Yeah.
But that's all you would have to give up probably to get Zeke right now. If you go to the Cowboys and say, we'll give you a first for Zeke, they will take it. Right now, they'd take it.
You think?
I believe it.
But then again, check this out. You know what? They would have to take it, wouldn't it? Because you ain't signed the man.
They would take it. Right now, they would take it. And me being a GM or running a team, I'm going to be like, man, let's go over here and see if we can get this player. He out there. He's holding out. Like Gordon. Gordon, shot. You can get him for a second. Third. Right now, you can get him for a second or a third.
Man, listen.
He don't have the value Zeke have.
The team has doubled down on that, man, and said that we not even discussing contract with him until after this season.
Right.
And the other two guys are going to get all the load.
Right.
And it says if he wants to come back, he can get paid $5 million. If he don't, we'll talk to him after the season.
Go back and get your money and leave after this season. He don't have no
choice. He got no choice now.
But he's not good enough to even make him feel like he got the leverage. You get what I'm saying?
He got a strike when the iron's hot. So I get where he's coming from because he doesn't want to.
No, dude.
You look okay. Look at
he
look,
don't have the leverage that Zeke has.
No, he don't. He don't.
But why? When Zeke under contract passed this year and he ain't.
He ain't got the leverage because
he's not as good.
They don't feel he has much impact on their team.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
If they can just grab two B-Jacks and go on.
And that's how I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, like, to get him, like, if the Steelers really wanted him, you would know you would probably have to sign him now and give him the money he want. But you can go get this player for a third-round pick. You can go get him one of them players for a third-round pick right now. You'll have to sign him. He worthy of being signed.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? He's a top running back on the market. But he's not going to change your franchise. He's not going to say, he's not going to take you from being an average team to an elite team.
Now let me put a frown on your face. Are you seeing the numbers they say they offer him?
Uh-uh.
$10 million a year?
That's what he's worth.
Why would he turn it down?
Because he want the market. He want to get top tier money because it's his time.
Yay. $10 million a year?
Zeke can't get it. Why is Zeke holding out?
Because they saying they wanted to offer him right under Todd Gurley, which is about 13 or so.
Why he ain't take that?
Because he think he's better and so he wants more.
And he's got every room to argue that.
Numbers can't say nothing on Zeke. But I'm talking about Melvin Gordon. Why would you take $10 million a year?
Because he think he's worth more than that.
So, right now today, what do? Do you sit out week one and miss that game check?
No, you go play and you just sign back. You sign on the open market. Ain't nobody stupid enough to, like, you think if they franchised him, he wouldn't be out there playing like dumbass Le'Veon Bell? You see, that still goes back to that. How dumb is that?
Man, this man really. But it's like at this point in time, though, if he gives in, does that ruin it for everybody else?
No, he gives in. He's a smart man because they're not giving one inch.
$5 million is way more than zero. I mean.
Man, they ain't giving up. They ain't giving up.
They doubled down on him. I ain't never seen a team do
they
that.
They told him he can go sign. They gave him permission.
You can go find you a trade because they already know it ain't nothing out there for him.
They know it. They know that. They didn't come out and say it at first. Because they thought it may be a market or not. But now they realize ain't nobody hit us up.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Hey, you can go find you one if you need to. Yeah. Otherwise, come back and get these $5 million.
Yeah, because you don't. Yeah, that's what they're saying. But that's the mentality of the whole NFL.
That's it, man. That's it. And so, what I was going to get to, Dez Bryant, the same situation with him. He actually came out and said, you see what he said about Zeke? He said, man, I'm proud of you. He said, stick to your guns.
Yeah, but he got the leverage. They just got wait.
Look, Zeke got the big time leverage. But what he was talking to, and what I think a lot of fans would miss, is the fact of Dez Bryant just got cut last year. Remember that?
Because he didn't want to take the pay cut.
He didn't want to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
And the team, here's the thing, fans. The team agreed to a contract with Dez Bryant.
Right.
He signed the contract, and then guess what? The team did not honor the contract.
We passed the
guaranteed money. Bye-bye.
Right. That's what they all do.
Bye-bye. Done.
Right.
Straight up Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp say, hey, I signed for that deal. Oh, I didn't even want the rest of it.
Right.
Give me the guarantee, and I'll call it a day.
Give me the guarantee.
Because that's what y'all do to me anyway.
Yeah. That's smart.
They didn't give him a chance. Got his guarantee and got on down. Called it a career. But Dez Bryant, same situation, fans. The man had a contract with the team. So don't give me that argument. Oh, Zeke's on a contract. Dak's on a contract. Yada, yada. No. The team don't even honor contracts.
NFL strike when the iron's hot.
They don't honor contracts. They say to you, listen, LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy, very serviceable NFL running back.
Yeah. He's
top dog.
More than serviceable.
Top dog.
Good running back.
Long time. Longevity, been there. Still got some air in the tires. But here's the thing. He was making $9 million.
Soon the guaranteed money went out.
He's cut. They said all this offseason that he's part of their plans. He's incorporated into their team. No matter what, we're not taking no trade offers. We're not taking none of that. because LeSean McCoy is our guy. Here comes the cut down. What they do?
Whacked him. Put the ice pick in the back of his head.
Put a mob hit on him, didn't
he? Yes, sir.
The ice pick.
Ice pick.
Listen, got him on out of there. Same situation. He had a contract, and the team didn't honor it because he was making too much. And so it's way more advantageous for the team to do what? Cut you.
Right.
And not have to pay you.
And they didn't but they didn't ask him to take a pay cut or nothing.
No, just cut it. Lied to him the entire time and then cut it. So on the flip side of that is Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon got a contract which is deemed by the players and the fans as a bad contract based on his production. But for the team, it's a great contract. So guess what? They now want to honor that contract. If Melvin Gordon was in a different situation where he was making $13 million this year, guess what? Ben didn't cut him.
Yeah, Ben done got
it. Ben didn't cut him because there's no guarantee.
But he should have took the 10. He's not that dude, man.
NFL, I'm not going to knock that guy. I'm just saying, I don't like the way the NFL does it.
But he's not that dude to be trying to get top value when you're nowhere near the top as a running back.
I
can name 5 to 10 more.
Bill Bo, I love you, man. Your agent, man. You my guy, man. Mississippi Strong, man. Out the mud, you know what I'm saying? Mouse point. Buddy, what are we doing? If they offered Melvin Gordon $10 million a year, why did y'all not take that?
And they probably don't even want to give that to him now.
Golly. Well, obviously not, because they said they're not negotiating no more. They took that off the table.
See?
Oh, my gosh, man.
But I honestly believe he's going to get his money.
After this year.
It's not going to be a good team.
But he got to go and get in camp, man.
But who cares about winning when you playing in the NFL? You trying to get your money.
Trying to get paid before you get hurt. Because it's inevitable. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's about the money.
They're not like basketball players. They're not latching on, ring chasing, or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Because football is a team sport. It's not nothing that you can go get a big three and compete the next year.
No.
Automatic.
Nope.
No, you got to have a good team. That's why AB got gone for a third. That's why Jadeveon Clowney is gone for a third. Because it's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. Even though you want good individual players, it's still not a team. It's just not an individual.
And the money's not there. It's there, but they don't give it to you. We talked about it with the boy for the Nets, Chris LeVert, the guard. Yeah. Averaged 11 points. Yeah, solid, serviceable, nothing to write home about. But he signed 3 years, $52 million.
Like, that's an elite contract in football.
And that's beyond elite.
That's an elite contract. That's like superstar contract.
Beyond superstar. That's 3 years, $52 million. Every dime of it's going in his pocket. Every dime of it, no matter what,
whether he get good, whether he get bad, whether his knee break off, his leg don't do nothing. It's his.
$52.5 million. Don't leave the .5 out.
Right.
That's paid.
That's $500,000.
So you look at the comparable like that, it's like, I said that I brought it up this weekend. What's his name? One of my favorites, Quan Alexander, the linebacker. He's coming off an ACL injury.
Right.
Signed that big deal with the Niners. Mm-hmm. Big deal. Like 4 years, what, 50-something million? 40-something, 50-something million? Something like that? But the fine print breaks the contract down to basically a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So he makes $11 million this year.
And then that's it.
As a bonus.
He go back to basically.
Next year, they deferred. So next year, the dead money would cost the team $3 million. So basically, he's on a 1 year, $14 million 1 year as a football player, as a linebacker, is a great deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has no guarantees beyond that.
Right.
So that big deal he signed really is just a $14 million deal.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure if he don't have a Pro Bowl year,
it's just going to be a $14 million deal.
It's going to be done after this year.
Because you know what they'll do? They'll cut you from that contract and then try to re-sign and say, hey, well, man, you know, this isn't paying out. And you don't have no option to do but to take it, right?
Right.
That's what they do.
Right. Right.
So the money ain't guaranteed. So they already telling you that. That's what they going to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just play lights on fire. I'm hair on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which rarely happens. Then they still try to find fault. Well, he didn't do this. Didn't cover the passes good. Didn't cover the backs at the back. They could do something to make sure you don't get that money outside of the guaranteed contract. It's called dummy numbers. This is what I call it. When you see a football contract, it's dummy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The guarantee is the only thing that matters, man. Right. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
The workout bonuses don't even matter. The roster bonuses don't even matter.
All gonna matter. They gonna cut you before
that day. They'll cut you
day.
Before that day.
Yeah, bingo.
Don't even matter. Houston, man. I just got Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills, you know, look at this right here. I didn't see anybody say it on TV or on radio or nothing like that.
He's a nice pickup.
Miami Dolphins got him on the bottom. Miami, too.
Yeah, because it's time for his money to come up.
Not even that.
What?
Snapping on the own.
Oh, did he?
Remember, he was talking about the Kaepernick thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's part of the Kaepernick crew.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about how his owner, how the owner going to host
but he got a contract coming up, too.
How the owner going to host event for Donald Trump.
That ain't a good spot to be going as a receiver.
What do you mean?
To Houston.
Why?
Because they done signed they got.
DeAndre?
They're not going to sign two. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, but he's in an offense to where he's on the other side of DeAndre who's going to be getting double teams to get a chance to get off. It's a good look for him.
No, I mean, I get that part of it.
May not get signed by them, but...
Yeah, he's not going to get signed by them.
Who cares? I'm just going to go somewhere I can get off. He wasn't going to get off in Miami.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to get off down there. Now I got a chance to be on a team that's going to contend and I can get off up here.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Play some primetime games. Get off a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's going to work out there. Yeah, man, the Bills did Sean McCoy wrong, man. That's just jacked up, man. Miles Jack got paid, man. 4 years, $57 million. Guaranteed money is $33
million. So he good.
So you can equate that to a little over $8 million a year.
4 years, I say. In 4 years, they'll reevaluate him.
No, that's the deal's for 4 years, so 2 years they're going to reevaluate him. All the guaranteed money they'll be over with.
Oh, in the first 2 years.
That's how it goes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Front end loaded contract for him.
Yeah, see, they'd be signing different. Like, some of them be back end, yeah. Some of them, but most people ain't signing no back end.
Basketball contract. Just flipping through contracts that I made notes of here. Eric Gordon. Not a superstar.
No, he's a role player. Starter.
What's a role player worth in the NBA?
I'd say about 3 years, about 4 years, maybe 60.
4 years, 75.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Dude, what football player wouldn't cut his nuts off for one of them deals?
Yeah, that's like big money for...
Quarterback money.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Pull out this right here. Kirk Cousins' deal was 4 years, $84
million. All guaranteed.
All guaranteed. Biggest deal we've ever seen. Best deal we've ever seen, right?
Guaranteed money.
Eric Gordon just basically got that.
Yeah, basically. As a role player. As a starter. Just a regular starter. Nothing to hoop and holler about. Just a starter.
Old boy from the Nets just got half of that.
Just a starter. Now, I don't even know if he's a starter. I'm figuring that he's a starter. That guy, I don't even know who that guy
LeVert is. Just got $57 million.
I heard the name when you say LeVert.
He's a guard. He's been there for a couple of years. I know who he is, but... I had to look at it.
About like Rozier from Boston. The money he got.
Yeah.
They're just starters in basketball.
Basketball, man. Basketball. That money is out there, man.
It's harder to get there, but it's once you get there, it's more prosperous.
And they take care of you. They have to. You are the talent. They get that. Football don't see it that way, man.
They act like, I don't know what they
do. You expendable. We'll get another one. They need no Brown. Cancel them. We'll get another one. Pour the champagne on your head. Rodney Hudson. Center for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Got extended. 3 years, $33
million. That dude a monster, too.
$24 million guaranteed, so that's eight. Man. There it is. $8 million
a year. And your boy still holding out, Trent Williams, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still holding out.
But I heard something about saying he'll be back with them. McKinnon, the running back from the Niners, man, he's our again. From the Vikings to the Niners to now, missing all last season. Now they put him on injury reserve this year. So he didn't come back from his knee injury yet.
Yeah, he's over with for him.
As a running back. That's tough, man. That is definitely tough. Torrey Smith got released by the Panthers. The old Baltimore Ravens receiver.
Yeah, he used to be fast.
Speed guy. He got released, man. See about the minor leaguers' wife, kid, and mother-in-law got killed? Mm-hmm. I posted on Facebook the naked dude running around.
Yeah.
If that dude would have been... Just if he had had a spray tan that day, what they'd have did to him?
Yeah.
They'd lit him up.
Yeah.
This man killed three people running around naked, charging the police, doing all that, and they still didn't do no harm to him, yeah.
I know, man.
Just pisses us black folks off, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That just pisses me off, man.
And because all you got to do is get stopped.
All I got to do is get pulled over on 49 and go into the house. Yep, crazy. Melvin Gordon will continue his holdout into the regular season. Charges offered what would net him $10 million per season. He's reportedly seeking $13 million. Honestly, don't. Did you watch college football, man? Mm-hmm. We don't watch no college football. I don't know why. He watch Alabama. Yeah, you won't watch no college football, man. I don't get it.
I watched your boy get down for that first quarter.
Who? Jalen Hurts?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts got out.
Yeah, but I don't. College don't side with you, man. To the big boys, time to play.
To the end.
To the big games, like.
Yeah.
Big games.
Stuff like that.
No, just a big game. I watch all the big
marquee matchups.
Yeah, I just don't watch somebody beat up on with a 40-point spread. I just don't. I don't have a favorite team in college. So, I used to root for Ohio State, that type of stuff. I like
Fields, man, the QB from Georgia, had a good start with them. He gonna have a tough year.
Is head son getting any playing time?
Fiery man scored. I know he scored at least one touchdown. He had he's about split carries.
This is time.
Fiery got that body. He got the NFL body.
Yeah,
NFL makeup, and I don't see no way he doesn't make an NFL roster.
Yeah, he's got to. Even if he don't get the playing time, he got the look. He got the everything.
There's not a practice squad out there safe if you got him out there. He going to get on that field.
He should. Just need an opportunity, probably, man.
He's mature, humble, hungry. Speed is his. He's a power back. He's not a scat guy.
No, I know.
He's a power guy.
He's a solid back. He probably one of those backs that can do everything.
Yeah, he can get in there and get that. He can get that short yardage first down.
Yeah,
he
definitely get it for time.
Him. Yeah, he's going to make a roster. No doubt about it.
You got to, man.
Yeah. He's going to make a roster. But I'm going to tell you a back that ain't got to worry about making a roster. That boy from Wisconsin, man.
He's a true
B.A. Why do you always get good runners? Run Dane to just Melvin Gordon. Did Melvin Gordon go from Wisconsin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Jonathan Taylor. Truth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Real deal Holyfield. Hey, power, scat,
everything.
Breakaway, all that, man.
Right.
Got it all. He had 183 total yards and 4 touchdowns on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you were right, man, about which we kind of knew. You know, we don't ever want to celebrate the demise of someone else, man. But Tyler Skaggs, man, you saw the toxicology report on him?
Uh-uh.
Fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol.
I already knew it.
Said he threw up and choked on his own throw up.
Okay, and sleep.
In his sleep.
That's how out of it he was. Couldn't even wake up.
Yep. That same thing killed Prince.
That's too high.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, it's too high.
Fentanyl. And they're saying the family, I guess it must have went through phone records or something like that or something. I don't know. Family saying that the drug was supplied by a team employee.
Yeah, but the Adderall, don't they have fentanyl in it?
If they're getting drugs off the street, if they're buying them for people, they could be laced with fentanyl. Not supposed to originally have them right now.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened to Prince. Yeah. Gave some money to somebody, they went to post buying some pills, bought them some street pills with fentanyl in them.
And that's what?
Kill
them. Okay.
Yep.
But I knew. We knew it was that.
Young guy like that? Yeah. Passed away in the hotel? Yeah.
We knew that, man. It's just you hate to see it happen like that. Or whatever, but you can pretty much bank on that. It's something like drugs involved. Too a young bull like that.
Yeah.
To just die in a hotel room.
Yep.
Is this
bizarre?
It's bizarre. It's like
ain't man made. It's got something.
Yeah, like you can't tie a young bull down in no hotel room unless a woman in there with.
Yeah, can seduce him.
That you get what I'm saying? It's got to be all that. Yeah, that's crazy. That's like
drugs took a million men down, man.
Yeah, man. All it took was one straw to break the camel's back.
That's it.
One straw.
That's it. One over the limit.
Yeah, just one straw, man. That's it.
Man, Khabib say he ain't even gonna. He not even considering a rematch with Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah?
That dude is a gangster, man. He said he ain't even considering. He said, I want to fight real guys. He said, whenever Conor wins again, I'll fight him. Right. He ain't won nothing.
Yeah, ain't proven nothing.
Been getting beat up.
So, yeah, I get it.
Dude said, when he win again, I'll fight him. Mm-hmm. That's real talk.
Nah, that's real talk.
That man said Conor disrespected his religion. That was a real fight, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson gonna win it again.
And I'm serious. I said it to you. The way they beat Alabama.
Beat them down.
They beat Alabama like Alabama beat people.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Alabama don't have a response to that.
I mean, them boys tough, man.
They tough, man.
Them boys.
It wasn't nothing.
They could do.
It just, yeah.
Any phase of the ball.
No way, shape, fashion, or form.
Coin toss, nothing. They couldn't do nothing with them boys.
It was over.
Man, Miami Dolphins have named Ryan Fitzmagic Fitzpatrick the starter. Why? Jock Rosen that trash?
I think so. That's the only thing it could be.
Gotta be. Man.
But you know how good Fitz looked in.
He's smart. He can outplay. He's veteran.
Anybody in preseason in the camp.
Then go back to the old Fitz we know.
Right.
Ain't never made the playoffs, that guy. Mm-hmm. But my point of it being is, Miami, you just got rid of Kiko Alonso, went to the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Stills and Tunsil just went to the Texans. You have a fire sale. Why are you playing the veteran guy over the younger guy?
That's all I'm saying. Why?
Shouldn't you
still
see
trying to save face and save jobs?
Shouldn't you just
see what you got? He's going to play good for three or four games and then just fall flat on the face like he always do. It's just what he do.
Is it damage control?
That's what it is, of course.
Because wouldn't you want to play the young guy to see?
To see what you put got? Your second round pick in.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
See where you got to go going forward.
Yeah.
Because if you're not playing that guy. Yeah, man, it's got to be just damage control because there's no reason why you wouldn't see what you got in this first-round draft pick quarterback that you already traded for anyway.
Second-round pick for. Why am I going to waste my second and act like he's my future when your future is now?
Yeah.
Your future is now.
There's nothing to wait for.
Ain't nothing to wait for. You done got rid of your good lineman.
Man, listen, and I'm going to read the thing that came out about the team. It said that the Dolphins players would revolt if the team trades Tunsil for Clowney. This is when the Clowney trade was going on.
Mm-hmm.
What happened now? They didn't get Clowney, but he got traded anyway. To the same team that was trying to get him with Clowney.
Right.
So team in revolt now?
Nope.
Team in disarray?
Man, listen.
It's funny how they put them stories out, then there ain't no story.
Yeah, that's a bluff, man.
Said the team would revolt if they traded away.
They bluff poorly.
Man, that's crazy, man. Team's locker room reportedly is against left tackle Laramie Tunsil being involved in any potential trade for Houston Texas pass rush. Dolphins players would get legit mad and they would legit revolt if Tunsil, who's widely regarded as one of their best players, was moved.
And he gone.
The backlash would be amazing.
And he gone.
And he gone.
And what a backlash.
That's what I'm saying.
They bluff poorly.
That's what I'm saying. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are pushing the Nets to sign Carmelo Anthony.
They gonna sign him.
Think that's a real story or that's just something they're throwing out there?
Listen, they gonna sign it.
Man.
You think that Durant
and Kyrie can't get no pull?
They got DeAndre
Jordan based on Jordan,
a contract when he's nothing but a legitimate body.
Yeah.
And got him $10 million for 4 years.
Yeah.
So why you think?
Wouldn't have got an NFL a little bit. $40 million guaranteed.
Man, that's crazy. That's power, man. Some like LeBron, I respect LeBron on a lot of levels, but on that level, I say he should have been got Carmelo on the team that he was on. Because Carmelo Anthony would be at his highest value playing beside LeBron. Because just the simple fact LeBron don't like to shoot. He's a passer. He makes everybody better around him.
Yeah.
So, what better value can you bring?
What is it that we're missing? Because
it's something that we're missing.
There's no way Carmelo Anthony's not
playing in the NBA.
If Vince Carter still got a deal.
I mean, they hit 21, ain't it?
Yeah.
And he got way more left than Vince Carter ever had.
Way more.
So it's something, like he say, he was blackballed, I think.
Yeah.
It's that New York guy.
New York. That's it.
It's that New
That's
York.
That's a powerful dude, man.
That's a New York guy, man.
New York, all that, the stuff with his wife, all everything, man.
Yeah, like he and honestly, he is on the downhill spiral.
Yeah.
Carmelo.
Yeah. He about ready to jump off the bridge.
Because, like, he done got that baby. Now, he done got, they caught him on a boat in Paris somewhere with another woman.
Yeah,
and then she talking about it at some little event she was at, talking about she don't care about no man and all that. So, all that plays is a part in everything. I think he been blackballed, like. He been blackballed, man.
It's something, man. It's something that
it's more to it than basketball.
More than what meets the eye. Last time you heard that one.
Yeah.
Something is janky. I mean, I'm talking about janky going on, man. Man, Chiefs got another weapon getting LeSean McCoy. You like that move?
What?
McCoy to the Chiefs.
Oh, I like it.
God.
He's a perfect fit, actually.
Ooh, dump one off to him real quick, man. Man, how about the Jets? Let's see. What's his name? Just come across my phone. Reportedly planning to stay away from the Chargers as he evaluates trade options. Melvin Gordon will not report for week one. He is out officially.
Right.
New York Jets third round pick. Jashai Polite, dude, played for Florida. I know him. Selected 68 overall. Was cut.
Mm-hmm.
This year's third round pick.
Right.
Cut.
So they had to get, you know,
he got to sign the bonus, all that. He's billed as a first-round talent leading up to the draft, but plummeted down the board following one of the most disastrous combines in recent memory.
You know what it is? I think he can't comprehend. It's something to do with them playbooks.
Think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what that is.
But then check this out.
Or at attitude, the combine. Or attitude.
At the combine, he admitted. Still went the third round. Said he had a first-round grade on him. At the combine, he admitted that he had never watched tape of himself. He had never watched himself.
So what did that tell me?
Jamarcus Russell not watching film.
Yeah, worth that.
He also suffered from fitness issues and an injured hamstring. Lazy.
No worth ethnic.
All that.
That gonna kill you.
So another team picked him up off waivers and signed him. You know, trying to revamp him, obviously. Man, next year pass rushers. What's that, how you say that dude's name? Nguche, whatever his name is? Jacksonville?
Nguque.
Dante Fowler and Whitney Mercilus.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys coming up for contract next
year.
Yeah,
but Whitney Mercilus, he ain't. He 29 years old, though.
He's going to get somebody. Somebody always looking for a pass rusher.
No, yeah.
But Joe Hayden, two-year deal with y'all.
Yeah, I like that.
Joe Hayden, $22 million, 16 guaranteed.
There you go.
Joe Hayden made a little money in the league, man.
Yeah, he's still solid, man. That's the reason why we start defending the pass a little bit.
30 years old.
He can play, man.
He was in the final year of a $27 million contract after being a first rounder.
Yeah,
he'll be the left side and let Steven Nelson and Artie Barnes battle it out on the other side. Man. University of Tennessee at Knoxville gets beat by Georgia State, who went 2-8 last year at home. Paid them $1 million to come up there and lost to them.
Yeah.
Throw the whole program away?
You got to do something.
SEC.
You got to do something.
Throw the whole program away, man. Just, they've been down for a long time. Phillip Fulmer, ever since he's been gone, it's been a wrap for him.
Man, I thought that guy, Tyler Bray, or wasn't that his name?
Bray?
That quarterback? I thought he was going to be good, man.
Yeah. Had a little flash in the pan.
I thought he was going to be a good quarterback, man. I seen him play one, two times. I like, man, he got the setup, you know.
Flash and pan.
Tell you how much I know about it.
Yeah, but you got to get an opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to get an opportunity. You don't have opportunity, what's the point? What is the point? Man, so your brain's still winning, man. Y'all still, y'all just, I don't know what it is. Y'all just know how to win. Simple as that. I've been praying for y'all's downfall.
Yeah.
I know you heard my prayer, but baseball guys have it. Y'all still
good
win.
Team. That's a good team.
It'll hurt worse when y'all get knocked out in the first round.
No. We ahead of schedule, dog.
It'll hurt worse in the
first round. We're ahead of schedule. We got all these young players and still maintaining the win through a full season.
It's the week here, though, man. Football. Kicking off Thursday night.
And I Thursday like the night, Packers. Man.
We will be reconvening on Wednesday. We'll get Mr. Bold Predictions in here. Come in here and give us all them picks that ain't going to win, that he always do. Man, just hate the Saints so much. He just distorts his whole day, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have him in here. We're going to have a breakdown. We're going to update after camp here. We're going to update our picks to win the divisions. We're going to put it on record. And we're going to help these local bettors out with their bets this weekend coming up.
Throw some sauce upon them. So high time to walk upon them. Yeah, but do set trends. Talk too much, get sticky for your friends. And I hit it to your ends. I don't dance, I ain't moving my feet. Cause I'm dancing with heat. Bad B's got my tunes on repeat. What? Dude with ease. Out here tripling P's.
Yeah, I am.
Back to my grinding again.
Yeah, I'm back.
Writing, rhyming again. Firing skanks, yeah, it's Fred yet again. Man, I put a line in your ends.
Fred again.
Aggie, so much gold, it's Chavy. Them man are chatty like Galley. Big 4-4 called Maggie. What's my cologne? Creed and Cali.
Girl, you're a groupie, no need to lie. Get so high till you feel to flat. She's so shy until the night. Was last year, I'm still the guy. Yo, I've been stuck with my booty, cool. Furthermore, fell in love with my booty, cool. Girl, you got junk, know your boot is full. In the eyes of a tug, that is beautiful. When I'm on tour, you know who to call. I'm in Tom Ford, this ain't suitable. Diamonds, handbags, you suit it all. Kilos, grand packs, we move it all. I missed, are you taking a piss?
Why?
I swear you got a ring, that is made for a wrist. I swear I got a ting, that is made for a lips.
Real.
I got a gun for him, I ain't making a diss. Getting so high, they hate and I can't say I don't know why. I'm feeling scared when the pole roll back.
Why?
Cause me and the bros got a pole close by.
Yeah.
Bang.
I get so high.
Girl, you're a groupie, no need to lie.
I get so high.
Get so high till you feel to flat.
I get so high.
She's so shy until the night. I was last year and I'm still the guy.